Today marks 1 year since George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer. Floyd's death was far from the first or the last deadly police encounter in America. Many Black people across the country live their lives bracing for the worst whenever they're stopped by police. Michigan Radio's Beanish Ahmed spoke to one Metro Detroit family about that emotional toll.
Ayub Ahmad was 14 years old the first time he was stopped by a police officer.
I was walking home from school, and this cop, he just stopped in front of me and asked for my ID. I'm 14 years old. I'm not walking around with a state ID or anything like that.
Ayub gave the officer his middle school ID.
And he told me I fit the description of a crime that just took place up at 7-Eleven up the road.
Ayub told him he wasn't at the 7-Eleven. He had been at school.
But every time I try to explain that to him, he just tells me, just wait. We'll be with you in a moment. I see another car pull up, 2-3 cop cars. I start, I'm shaking.
Eventually, one of the police officers told Ayub that his shirt was a different color than the suspect they were tracking. This happened a decade ago, while Ayub and his family were living in Pennsylvania. It was the first of many times Ayub was stopped by police. He's 23 now and says he was thrown up against walls and patted down multiple times before he graduated from high school. He says he always tried to stay calm in those panicked moments because that's what his mom told him to do.
So there are two talks that I have with my kids when puberty starts.
That's Ayub's mom, Nicola Davis.
There's the talk about the birds and the bees, and then there's the talk about the police and the fact that you are Black, and there will be people that will feel a certain way about you because of the color of your skin.
Ayub was 10 when he got that talk.
I thought my mom was just being that, typical overprotective mom about everything.
But Nicola says she knew police encounters would be inevitable for her kids. So years before they learned the rules of the road, Nicola taught her kids some rules for police encounters. Things like drive 5 miles below the speed limit, keep your music down, never let your plates expire. And in case they were stopped by police, she told them to stay calm, keep your hands where the officer can see them, never talk back.
You can't give them any reason. So it is, it's soul crushing and it makes you very anxious. You know, you have an anxiety level. Even as they get older, it never leaves you.
Ayub has 3 brothers and 2 sisters. When the family moved back to Metro Detroit in 2014, Nicola started telling her kids that they should avoid certain suburbs, even certain intersections. But one day, in 2020, Ayub drove through one of those intersections in Livonia. He says he got a ticket for having an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. For his sister, Alexandria Hughes, that was too much. Her family says she's wanted to change the world since she was little. When her brother was ticketed, Alexandria says she felt
a lot of anger and just being tired and nothing's changing and immediately figuring out what next steps to take.
Alexandria is an activist in a couple local Black Lives Matter organizations. The incident with her brother is part of what led her to file a public records request for citations issued in Livonia. She found that in 2019, nearly half were given to Black people, even though the city's population is nearly 90% white.
At first glance, it made me cry. It just made me want to cry. And I didn't want to look at it anymore. Because I just picture so many Black people that is, and how many people that's hurting, and that's just really terrible. It makes it, knowing what my mom told me, and knowing what my siblings feel, and then seeing that other confirmation in the data, it's just how can you not want to change this?
In response, the Livonia Police Department shared data of arrests, citations, and complaints on its website and included information about its policies. The city's Human Relations Commission is also reviewing the data to suggest reforms. And recently, the city voted to add 2 social workers to the police department. But Alexandria believes addressing racial bias in policing will take a total overhaul. She has thrown herself into crunching data, organizing meetings, telling city officials that Black people shouldn't have to protect themselves from the people who are supposed to protect them. At first, Alexandria's sister, Khadija Ama, joined her at demonstrations. Khadija is someone who speaks her mind no matter what. But she says activism started to feel like too much for her.
Seeing so many killings and, you know, for senseless things like jogging and, you know, just selling cigarettes or, you know, walking down the street. And I would say probably last year, 2020, I did get numb to it.
But she worries that the next violent encounter with police could be someone close to her.
I think about it all the time. All the time, because I have so many brothers. I try, you know, as often as possible, tell them I love them more and more, because I know, like, that trip to the grocery store could end up like one of these situations.
For Ayub, the worry over a police encounter turning violent has changed the way he acts.
You know, once I started staying in the house because I didn't want to deal with any police interactions, I would say it ruined a lot of my friendships and a lot of my relationships as well, because when I try to explain to people, you know, I don't want to go out because, you know, what if this happens? And they say, oh, you're being over dramatic, just come out. And I'm like, no, you know, they don't understand because maybe they never been through something like this.
Then a year ago, Ayub saw the video of George Floyd. Seeing a police officer slowly kill Floyd, Ayub says it unleashed something in him.
When I seen him on the ground calling for his mom, that just made me realize, like, you know, I have a mom. She told me all these things to avoid being in that situation. I have to live for her. I have to live for my sister who's trying to create change. I have to live for all of my brothers and my other sisters. And you have to try to put your energy out there and change people's perception of things.
He said it made him want to tell more people about what he'd been through and to listen to their opinions on police. Ayub says he wishes the officers who have stopped him without what he considers just cause could see him for who he is, a hardworking pharmacy technician, a loving uncle, a son, and a brother. I'm Beena Shamith, Michigan Radio News.